Happily, this was precisely the sort of repetitive toil that suited Milankovitch's temperament. For the next 20 years, even while on vacation, he worked ceaselessly with pencil and slide rule, computing the tables of his cycles. Work that now could be completed in a day or two with a computer. The calculations all had to be made in his spare time, but in 1914 Milankovitch suddenly got a great deal of that when World War I broke out, and he was arrested, owing to his position as a reservist in the Serbian army. He spent most of the next 4 years under loose house arrest in Budapest, required only to report to the police once a week. The rest of his time was spent working in the library at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. He was possibly the happiest prisoner of war in history. The eventual outcome of his diligent scribblings was a 1930 book, Mathematical Climatology and the Astronomical Theory of Climatic Changes. Milankovitch was right that there was a relationship between ice ages and planetary wobble, though, like most people, he assumed that it was a gradual increase in harsh winters that led to these long spells of coldness. It was a Russian-German meteorologist, Vladimir Kuppen, a father-in-law of our tectonic friend Alfred Wegener, who saw that the process was more subtle and rather more unnerving than that.